Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome into the show that's on in the afternoon, where we highlight local personalities, community happenings, and all the events you need to know about coming up in and around St. John's County. Pete Melfi, Davey Hartzell, how's your day going, man? You getting ready for this storm? Wow, that was elongated, but I think that's how we all feel at this point, right?
I'm just not in the mood for this.
Well,
we got to lift this up this afternoon.
Welcome to Florida.
I know.
Welcome to Florida. Yeah. These things hit us at the worst times.
Really?
We're getting prepared. Gave out a lot of good information on the morning show, so I would definitely recommend going back and watching that.
Yeah.
Even little things like what trash collection is going to look like over the next few days.
And sandbags.
Sandbags. Very, very important to get those sandbags in order.
How many did you get? 20?
20.
20, yeah.
20 at Francis Field.
Okay.
Yep, 20
Not
per person.
Not St. Francis Field, Not David.
You learned that this morning.
I learned that this morning.
That's it, man. Hey, we got a good show here for you today.
Yes, sir.
We got some folks from the Elks Lodge that are going to talk to you here very, very soon about some cool stuff they've got going on. That's very exciting. We will introduce you to these gentlemen here very, very soon. But before we do, we've got some fun segments coming up.
Yes,
and I also got to let you know that some of the great folks who make this show possible, one being our friends at Beaver Toyota. If you want a vehicle to save you on some gas, and doesn't everybody right now. Beaver Toyota has over 250 to choose from, getting 30-plus miles per gallon. You can swing by the dealership and get your 15-minute proposal, too, by the way. You don't have to spend hours in there while your shady salesman goes back and forth with a fake manager
right
in the back.
Waste of time.
Yeah, waste of time, man. You don't have to worry about that at Beaver Toyota. 15 minutes, you get your proposal. You do your thing, you're out of there with the car of your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Check them out. They've got a great certified Toyota program as well. 7 years, 100,000 mile warranty on their certified
used
vehicles.
You can't find that a lot.
You can't, man. It's almost impossible, to be honest with you. Beaver Toyota, they are here to wow you. Also, our friends at All American Air, for 42 years, All American Air, been serving St. Augustine and our surrounding counties. Their areas of expertise include warranty and non-warranty service, works on all makes and models of AC systems. They also offer preventative maintenance service, high efficiency systems with their new, their trusted Lennox systems. They can also do new construction installations and equipment replacements. I would recommend one of those iComfort Ultra Smart thermostat systems
so
as well.
Efficient. So nice. Yeah,
it's great, man. Helps you stay cool and save yourself a lot of money in the process. 904-461-0070. With that said, Davey, where are we starting off today, man?
Okay, warnings and disclaimers that were clearly the result of a lawsuit. Look at these signs coming
up.
Oh, man.
All right.
All right, here's what taking a nap looks like in Alabama. Taking a nap! Please do not Narcan me.
Yeah.
I'm not on drugs or overdosed. I'm just a fat, tired guy.
There you go. Well, at least he spelled it all out.
Yeah.
And he really didn't miss anything
And
in
he
there.
Said thank you.
Yeah.
Very
okay,
nice.
That's there you go.
Uh-oh, here we go. This is a threat that you should take seriously. Shame, shame on the persons who stole our beautiful onions.
Oh, wow.
May the fleas of 1,000 camels infest your armpits. That's
wow.
a serious threat.
That's almost a curse.
Yeah.
Sounds like a curse to me.
Yeah. Next up, this machine does not know the difference between metal and flesh, nor does it care.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. That's a warning.
Sounds like you could lose a limb.
How about this? Remember the valet who parked your car, what he looks like, because we don't have any valet parking here.
Oh.
That's a disclaimer.
Yeah. You'll need to describe him to the police.
Yeah. Next up, don't pee here. Well, they got to work on that camera angle.
Okay. All right. They've got you on video.
It's a little intrusive, and it's going to go on YouTube. No,
they'll put you on YouTube.
Jeez.
I think they'll get taken down for that.
I don't think you can
put that on
Thank
YouTube.
Thank you. There you go. Next up, this is how turtles and fish see your fingers. It's a sandwich.
Oh.
Why not a sausage?
Right? That would make more sense.
Or like a hot dog. I mean, that looks like a finger. Okay. Next up, you are leaving the ski resort. You can die. This is your decision.
Wow. Okay, not mincing words. I like that.
Yeah,
they're just being straight to the point. You can die.
Yeah.
That sounds like my mother about everything when we were kids.
I'm going skateboarding. People have died on skateboards.
People have died.
Okay, Mom. We're just in the front yard. It's okay.
Skateboarding in the lawn. I love it. This next up, if your children bleed on the arrows, you will have to buy them.
Okay.
What about the parents?
That's a good point.
Right?
Yep, I know some parents who would be messing around with those too much.
Next up, this guy. Everyone kept hitting their heads on as they walked down my stairs, so I hung this as a warning sign.
That's a nice kind of subliminal message there.
Yeah, right?
You're walking
down. That's a duck. Oh, duck.
Duck.
Yep. Next up, warning, do not use the endoscopy equipment to steal the chocolate from this vending machine. Theft is a crime and I will call the police.
Somebody got really creative.
Wow.
In getting food out of that vending machine,
if you're using an endoscopy machine, you got enough money to be able to get out of a vending machine. Am I saying that right?
Right. Yeah, if you have your own personal endoscopy machine.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good call.
Those are signs you don't want to mess with. I'm just saying.
Hey, speaking of signs you don't want to mess with.
Uh-oh.
The stars have come down and they have said, Pete Melfi, please deliver this message from us to Cancers, Leos, and Virgos today.
We're already going through enough.
I know. But it's horoscope time. We've got the bad stars. Ugh. Like, the nice stars don't reach out to me. It's the bad stars that reach out to me for these horoscopes.
Yeah, man.
Clay, can we get some horoscope music, sir?
There it is. They come in very nice and calm.
They do. Yep. All right, here we go. Cancer. Cancer's where we're starting. Truth may be perception, but you're just a freaking liar.
Typical.
Wow.
Typical.
Straight to the point.
Mm-hmm.
You have much advice to give on matters that are of no concern to you.
Oh.
Your heroes are all cowards.
No, at all.
Shave your head. That's where we end. Shave your head.
Britney in 2007. Yeah.
There you go. Here we go. Leo. Oh, wow. This is extreme.
Oh, sorry, Anne.
The person in the stall before you had genital warts.
Oh.
Good luck. It's okay. It happens to everyone.
Spray
Does it happen to everyone? Just not as often. Okay. Virgo is where we end these horoscopes here for today.
Oh.
The stars foresee a time of great happiness and joy in your future. But they really have to squint in order to make it out. It's just not clear how much joy or happiness. Cat hair makes you foam at the mouth.
Oh.
Eey.
I thought it was fiber.
You find your new feelings rather confusing.
Mm.
Speak to the police. Buy a cat named Chris. It will get you out of a jam.
Okay.
You really got to go searching for a cat that's already named but Chris, I guess.
Don't eat the hair because you foam at the mouth.
Yeah. There's a lot going on there.
Hairless cat named Chris.
There you go.
Gotcha.
All right, man. With that said, I got to give some credit to our friends at Vibe Nutrition.
Okay.
For vibing us up. We got to bring the vibe up after things like that. We do that with our friends at Vibe Nutrition. They are right on the corner of Lewis Speedway and Varela Avenue. These lit teas, I live by them. I swear by them. Energy, focus, and clarity, of course. But they can give you so much more. Their protein donuts are amazing.
Have you had the shake?
I've had shakes.
You like
them? Yeah. I had a Cinnamon Toast Crunch shake recently.
I think the one of the week is white chocolate pumpkin.
Pumpkin stuff. That'll make sense.
Yes.
Yeah, man. Really good stuff. You got to get down to Vibe Nutrition on the corner of Lewis Speedway and Varela Avenue. Try these out today. And tomorrow's Waffle Wednesday.
Okay.
By the way. You don't want to miss out on that.
I want to get two, just saying.
There you go.
And Panache, since 1987, Panache has been a cut above the rest. Their mission at Panache is to care for their team, guests, and community from scalp to soul and bring the joy to the world one service at a time. The Panache difference is their carefully chosen and highly trained staff is there to exceed your expectations. The same goes for their elegant salon space dedicated to guest comfort and devotion to innovation and artistry. They're focused on making your day and continually raising the bar. They're also proud to align with Aveda's mission of ethical and sustainable business practices and its high fashion aesthetic. They share Aveda's exceptional standards of quality products, treatments, and guest care, and everything they do reflects the standards of an Aveda salon. Get posh and go to getpanache.com and get with it, boo!
There you go. Hey, man, we got two special guests in studio here today. I think this is the first time we've been in studio with two guys who have pretty much the exact same name.
Yeah. Oh, that is true.
Whoa. We've got a father-son team here. And they're representing the Elks Lodge here today. We've got Joe Smith Sr., Joe Smith Jr. here with us today.
Very nice.
Gentlemen, thank you all so much for being here this afternoon. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Pete. Good afternoon.
Absolutely. So, hey, tell me about the Elks Lodge, especially for people out there who are watching. They may not know. They drive by the big elk all the time. They know it was stolen when we were kids at one point.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it was.
But what else? Tell me about the Elks Lodge for people who may not know.
The Elks, we've been in St. Augustine since 1903.
A little bit of time.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
Named synonymous with the lodge, Masters, Solanas, McQuaig's. All the historical names throughout the city.
Sure.
Founding families. It's very common to be out in public and mention something about the Elks, and someone will say, oh, my dad or my grandfather were members of the lodge. Mm-hmm. But we are present within St. Augustine, and we're excited to be here. We are growing, reaching out to the community, and we're here today to talk about one of our fundraising events.
Very cool. So how many members do you guys have at this point?
We have just over 1,300 members.
Wow, really?
Yes.
That's a big number.
That's a great number. That's a great number.
That's huge. What do the Elks do for our community? Like, what are you guys passionate about?
Well, on a state level, the Florida State Elks, we have a youth camp down in Umatilla, Florida, that 405 acres, state of the art. Mm-hmm. And we have about 20,000 children a year that attend that camp from Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, church groups. Also, we, in the first 5 weeks at summer, after school is out, we host 5 weeks of children that we send. That's the Elk period of time. We send any child that needs to go to camp between the ages of 9 and 13, and we'll sponsor them if they don't have the financial. One of the beautiful things that we do that really touches my heart, when the child gets there, if he comes from a family that is doesn't have the financial means, mm-hmm. they look at his clothes and his shoes. Sometimes there's children that come there, their shoes are too small. They push the back of them down and walk in them. We take them immediately and give them a complete wardrobe.
Wow.
Shoes, shirts, everything they need.
That just affects a child so much when you give them those tools, those that we just take for granted. That's amazing.
Exactly. And what we teach there is that you can be anything you want to be. Mm-hmm. And that's very stressed throughout the week. A lot of the children come home and say, I've got my school clothes, Mom, for them, you know, because they can't afford it. Yeah. But the Florida Elks also has a therapy service. We have 30 full-time therapists within the state of Florida, and there's two within our county and district area here. We offer physical therapy to the children. We go in home. There's no insurance requirements. Whatever, we do an assessment of the child, whatever it needs. If it needs even equipment, we buy it free. There's no cost to this. There's no insurance. There's no Elk affiliation required.
Wow.
All the Elks need to do is find out that there's a need. We currently give about 560 children a week throughout the state of Florida therapy and help within the home.
Wow. That's huge.
On a local level, we are working. Last year, we raised over $100,000 for the community. Every dollar of that stays within St. John's County. For school children, veterans, homeless, we are here to help. And we are making an impact. We've given several thousand dollars over the past year to local schools to help buy things such as iPads, clothing, and whatever the need is. We go to the school and ask, what can we do? And they tell us they don't have a budget for this. We come back. We just bought 40 Stop the Bleed kits for an elementary school that came to us and said, we need these in case of a lockdown. And then the fire department came in and taught the school, the teachers, how to use the kits. So it was a very wonderful thing that we did. But we're here today to promote what we're doing now and in the future.
Yeah. Well, it seems like you guys have a strong need to help provide for children.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And that's kind of leads into this fall festival that we're going to talk about, right?
Yes.
Talk to me about this, the fall festival.
Well, Pete, we've joined up with Ancient City Jeepers.
Cool.
They have a large presence. I think they have 1,700 members.
Wow.
Those are the people with the little rubber duckies in the Jeeps, right? I'm just trying to pull it together. Okay. They're so fun. They all rally together. So this is a great group to be with. Cool.
Yeah. And it's funny. You'll hear them talk. They'll go to the grocery store and be inside Publix, and they'll come out and say, man, I got ducked.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
And it's like, you got ducked.
It's a whole culture.
What does that mean?
I've never owned a Jeep, so I don't understand it, but they love it.
God bless. I know. I didn't know idea what they were talking about.
Well, I think they had a big presence at the 9/11 ceremony this year as well, yes. If I'm not mistaken, which was awesome. I know they show up for great causes, and this looks like it's going to be one of them.
We've joined together, and we're putting on a Jeep show.
Cool.
Which is Ancient City has never done before. We will be having it at the Elks Lodge.
Oh, cool.
We're going to enter 50 show Jeeps.
Okay.
on premises, and we'll park another 150 Jeeps there. Say if you just have a Jeep and you want to park it, you think it's worthy enough for somebody to walk around and look at and not be in the show category.
Sure.
I think we're having five categories in the show.
Okay.
What is a show Jeep? Can you paint that picture for me? What does that look like to you?
Well,
like something fancy?
They'll be fancy. They'll be various. You know, there'll be suspension upgrades, paint upgrades, you know, tires, lifts.
Cool.
Stereo systems, interiors.
And these Jeep people have so much energy, so I can imagine them being really imaginative with some of these show Jeeps.
Oh, yeah. A lot of ducks on the dash.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. So when is this all going down? When's this big party happening?
This is October the 9th.
Okay.
Sunday, right up. Sunday, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Okay.
We will be having food, beverages on site. We will be having vendors selling their wares.
Yeah.
Of course, there'll be Jeep vendors there, among others.
Mm-hmm.
We're having live entertainment. We have a gentleman off of The Voice who is currently on The Voice on this season.
Really?
Named Orlando Mendez.
Oh, wow.
Who will be doing our entertainment that day.
That's huge.
And this is going to be an open to public event. So anybody can come.
Then come and see Orlando, right?
That's right.
That's
there
cool.
You go. Well, they gotta come and see the Jeeps.
Of course, yes, of course.
There you go.
When you hear The Voice, you perk up a little bit, right?
Yeah.
We're excited to have him.
So what is it, what's it gonna cost for people to get in?
It's what is the entry fee?
The entry fee, if you have a show Jeep, it's $40 to get entry. If you just want to bring in your Jeep and park it in the property, which 150 will be, it's $20 to park.
Not bad at all.
If you decide not to park, we have overflow parking next door at the amphitheater. And if you, the gate admission is $5.
Easy.
Children 12 and under free.
Cool. Awesome. The kids are going to have a great time at this, it sounds like.
We are looking forward to family entertainment.
Are you carding the 12 and unders?
I'm just kidding.
Let me show your age. Let me see your thumbprint.
Oh,
that's awesome.
So, and we mentioned you guys do a lot for kids in our area, and this is going to benefit a couple of schools in our area, correct?
That's correct. Southwood Elementary and Webster.
Oh, my gosh. Title I schools. That's awesome.
Yes.
These schools are the most in need in our county because they don't have as many resources and they have an influx of students. So this is an amazing project. Thank you for supporting some of the greatest schools we have.
Yeah, this is going to be really cool. Now, where can people go to find more information if they want to just get a preview of the day, refresh themselves on what it's going to cost them to get in, how they get their Jeep entered in the competition?
Ancient City Jeepers has a site up that they can go to. And you could just scan a QR code on there, I believe.
Cool.
Give you all your information. Pre-register online.
Okay.
Ancient City Jeepers Facebook page, too. Looks like they've got the info there, too. So that's good. So everybody can head over there and get all the great information. Cool.
Good deal. Is there anything else that we need to know about either this fall festival or the Elks Lodge in general that we may have missed during this conversation? Yeah.
We have more events coming up.
Okay.
Through the first of next year. We have a Porkapalooza coming up in January.
That's always fun.
Which is also a major fundraising event. And Kenny Saucy with the Saucy Pig food truck is a member of our lodge.
Nice.
And all of our good friend, Spencer.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
He won a big old trophy last year.
Yeah.
That's right. This is the event with the really cool trophies.
They
right?
do.
They have like the wrestling belt, right?
Yep.
Oh, that was so cool,
big
you
gold
guys.
Chain.
I've never seen that before. Whoever came with that idea needs a raise. That was an awesome idea. That was so
that
fun.
Was. That was, man. And Spencer took home a nice one, that's
nice.
For sure. Well, cool. Well, thank you. Thank you guys so much for coming in here this afternoon. We really appreciate you spending some time with us and all that you're doing out here in the community. It's really, really impactful.
Thank you, guys.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Very cool, man.
Yeah.
So people want to put that on their radar. October 9th from 11 to 4.
Very nice.
Very cool at the Elks Lodge.
I had no idea the depth of the Elks Lodge. That was
I know, they
so
do
cool.
so much, man.
Yeah.
They do a whole lot. It's very, very cool. Hey, speaking of folks who do a whole lot, our friends at the Bailey Group help us put on these shows each and every day.
There he is.
They are huge in our community. As president of the Bailey Group, Mark Bailey has built upon the foundation of a trusted local insurance agency and developed this company into a nationally competitive firm. The Bailey Group provides insurance, benefits, and financial strategies to companies and employees across the U.S. while maintaining that local personalized service model that sets them apart from the rest. The Bailey Group provides progressive solutions using cutting-edge technology, strong carrier relationships, and out-of-the-box thinking. So important. Check them out today. See what they can do for you. 904-461-1800.
And when the United Way of St. John's opened in 1957, it was known as the Community Chest. That was the first year they raised $48,000. Well, the United Way of St. John's has changed a lot, but their focus hasn't. Today, with a total impact of over $3 million annually, they continue to fight for the areas of health, education, and financial stability of every person in our community. Serving both Putnam and St. John's counties, the United Way of St. John's is the only organization that brings us together to focus on the community problems that matter the most. And they find partners that share the vision and have the energy, passion, and expertise and resources to get the work done. Every year, the United Way of St. John's is amazed by the generous hearts and continued support of those in our community. It's amazing what happens when we live united.
That is the truth, sir.
Yes, we are starting to work on those ARPA funds and getting that out to all the different organizations. That's ramping
that's
up.
That's huge.
Too.
How's that going?
It's a lot of fun. We're getting through like a lot of the red tape and the paperwork part right here, but we'll do some analyzations. And it looks like I'm going to do some site visits coming up in October. So great. It'll be great. It's going to be a great project.
Awesome. All right, man. What do we got coming up in and around St. John's County?
All right. Quick events here. Megan Holder reached out to us. Clean Sweep is going to cancel their beach cleanup this week. It's going to be rescheduled, though, but happily to Friday to Saturday, October 15th, 3:30 to 6:30 p.m. Looks like it's going to be a dual beach cleanup. So that's going to be nice.
Yeah, it'll be much better to do that when it's not in the middle of a hurricane.
Right.
I think.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot of these little announcements here.
Yeah.
Next up is save the date, Tuesday, October 4th from 5 to 8 p.m. National Night Out. I don't know much about this, but I really want to dive in and see what's going on. I know that it's at the St. John's County Pier.
Okay.
The local law enforcement agencies and fire departments are putting this on, building a sense of community. There's food, there's beverage, music, goodie bags for kids, raffle for the first 300 kids, exhibitors, vendors, emergency vehicles, touch a truck. You know, it's a trend. Law enforcement personnel will be there as well. So that's 5 to 8. I want to see what's going on with that. So I'll dive in a little bit more and see what's going on with that community partnership.
Cool. Thank you, sir.
And our last one today, save the date, Friday, October 21st. I mean, the pumpkin festival was huge, but Friday Farm Day are back at Wellesley Wells Farms. They're excited to offer Farm Fridays this coming October. Not only will you be able to shop at their pop-up produce stand and merch, but you'll also be able to do a sunset. You pick it up you go out and you pick the pumpkins if you desire. So that's kind of fun.
Okay.
Hang out and have some fun. Sunset on the farm is their favorite time, and it's a beautiful, spectacular time to be out there. Want to make a pumpkin succulent? They've also got a pop-up tent for that, too. So check out Wellesley Wells Farm Farm Fridays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Cool, man.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yes.
Appreciate you compiling that for us. Thank you to the gentleman from the Elks Lodge for coming in with us this afternoon. Clay, thank you for pressing all the buttons back there. We always appreciate it, man. Hey, you guys stay safe over the next few days. We will, of course, be giving you as many updates as we can possibly get out there to you as this storm approaches and as we take it on head on, man. So we will see you very, very soon. You guys have a great and a safe rest of your day.
Bye, everybody.